Oh yeah, Journey, Don't Stop Believing. It's Ocean 100, 839. Good morning and a happy Wednesday to you. Seeing lots of people cruising around with the old tires and bags in the back of their car. It's the time of year to get those tires swapped over for the winter ones, and the tire shops are busy, and a big shout out to all our friends at tire shops and
all across the land.
All across busy the times. Land.
Yes, and you know what? Take it from me that once you get those tires changed, get those old tires out of your trunk. Because you're going to need that trunk space. You're going to realize sometime when you open it up that the tires are still there.
Yeah.
No, you want them gone.
That is sage advice, actually.
It is, really.
Yeah. Yeah. And lift with your legs. I've quite a few times put my back out this time of year because I'm a little less active now that I haven't been golfing or doing my other fitness routines. A little easier to hurt the old back. So be careful. Lift with your legs.
What are those other fitness routines?
What's that?
What are those other fitness routines?
I can't hear you. It's time for Tell Me Something Good, Scott. Sorry, I missed that. Go ahead, Jill.
Okay, this is one of those ones where you're like, chill. It goes, makes us sad, and then makes us happy.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm just, hang on. I'm going to put my seatbelt on here.
Okay. Preparing you. And
thank
it's
you.
Also one that I noticed on that page that I follow, Good News Network. And this, we reference Reddit on here on occasion. Like we like.
It provides
like,
you good know, lists.
It provides lists. Like maybe like, oh, quirks that bug me when dating or some things that maybe aren't, they don't have a lot of depth sometimes. Would you agree?
Nay, nay.
Okay. So this is kind of a post of Reddit kind of dialogue that was initiated by a 15-year-old kid. So he wrote on Reddit, my biological parents put me up for adoption when I was born. So I was always in foster homes until I was 12. Okay. So he's 15 now. I had a teacher, Janice, who was my homeroom teacher. Janice found out about me being a foster kid and how I wished I had a family. Janice had also been a foster kid growing up. And so long story short, she then became my foster mom and eventually adopted me.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Post goes on to say, Janice is the best mom I could have ever asked for. She has been so unbelievably kind and loving to me, and I absolutely adore her. The problem is that I don't call her mom. I just call her Janice. I want to start calling her mom, but I have no idea how to do so without making it awkward. Please help me, internet strangers. Okay, so this is what he posts on Reddit. Anyway, then there's an update that follows, and it says, so I was not expecting that big of a response. Thank you to all for responding. Some of the ideas made me really tear up. Anyway, this morning I went to Janice, and I said, good morning, Mom. Sorry, that makes me teary. She just looked at me and started crying, and then came over and hugged me and kissed my forehead. I hugged her back, and she said I could call her whatever made me comfortable and that she loves me more than anything. I just replied with, I love you, Mom. Isn't that the sweetest story? You guys. Anyway, I think all of it's something good. Reddit, you're not just for lists about dating hacks.
People are driving.
Isn't that sad and beautiful, though?
You are crying right now. I got it. Yeah. Great story. Thank you, Jill.
Tell me something good.
With Darcy, Jill, and Scott. The Ocean 100 Morning Show.
Welcome to Hallmark, the holiday headquarters.